Mentioned now here in the media center, we will now start our post-Bush poll award qualifying media availability for the 61st annual Federated Auto Parts 400. We're joined by our second place qualifier, Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 11 FedEx Office Toyota, the pride of Chesterfield. We're going to open it up for questions. We're going to start with Nate over here, and we'll work our way around.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Denny, going back to last week, usually when the playoffs start, the last few years, it seems as if teams raise their game. And aside from Eric Jones being on the pole, both you and Kyle struggled a lot during that race. Did Gibbs expect to be better? Did you find out what was wrong? Were you trying something new? What happened there?
A little bit of everything. We certainly expected to be better. The whole organization thought that we would be better. But we saw signs of in race trim practice that we weren't very good in practice. So that kind of just bled into the race, and we all struggled. But certainly there were some lessons to be learned there from the organization standpoint, and we're moved on from it, and I think that we're better off now than what we were then.
Denny, does being 16th add any strain to you, or does the fact that you're 16th and here kind of mitigate that, or where's your head on that?
No, I mean, I certainly wish we would have just finished where we were running at the time. I think we were 11th or something like that when we crashed. But I went in turn 3 and 4 just like I always had, and the track just was not cleaned from the wreck that happened earlier, and ran through stay dry and wrecked, and then the grass caught the front end, and that was it. But I wish I wasn't in this position. Honestly, I wish we could come here and have a mediocre race and continue to move on. But I don't mind this either. I don't mind having to go out there and know that I need to run top five of every stage, top five in the race, to just get ourselves somewhat near that cut line. And then when we get to Charlotte, handle business there.
Box. Go ahead, press box. Okay, we're going to continue down here with Randy.
Randy Holman from the Times Dispatch. You've had a string, maybe not every race, but several races lately. You've qualified well and then had a hard time sort of sustaining that in a race. From what you said when you got out of the car, it sounds like you're set up for long runs better than you were in qualifying. A little surprised that you qualified where you did. Give me an idea on how that goes tonight.
Yeah, we've struggled, most of the second half of the year just getting the balance where it needs to be on race day. We've had decent practices, and then we get in the race and just is not very good. Today I thought that we were probably 20th or something fastest, but we went out later than everyone else trying to get the track rubbered in, so you're not going to run a fast time. But I was pretty optimistic about the way my car drove, and that's really what it's all about at a racetrack like this, is how does it drive? Don't worry about the times. And it did a lot of the things that it needed to do. Every week I'm optimistic that this is the week that it's going to turn around and things are going to be normal again, and hopefully that's the case. Definitely, coming here, I know that what I'm looking for, and so far I've had that.
Try the press box one more time. Okay.
I'll question in the press box is for driver Harvick when he arrives.
10-4. Thank you. Any additional questions?
Thank you, press box. Thank you.
Any additional questions downstairs? Denny, congratulations on the good run. Good luck tomorrow.
Appreciate it.